In this unprecedented era of collective changes, when crisis experience has become a universal language, leaders are discovering their struggles hold profound teaching potential. We're seeing the emergence of leaders who transform wounds into wisdom, organizations that embed resilience into their DNA, and communities that share recovery knowledge. In a business landscape hungry for authentic guidance, the evolution phase, which is the fourth phase of trauma recovery, is about intentional transformation. For example, converting personal crisis insights into teachable moments, or developing frameworks that guide others through challenge, or creating pathways for trauma-informed leadership. This isn't just about sharing your story of evolution and leadership. It's about building bridges from individual experience to collective wisdom, creating pathways that help others navigate their own transformations more effectively. The evolution phase presents unique challenges as you move from rebuilding to creating lasting transformation. Leadership during evolution demands integrating crisis wisdom into daily operations, balancing innovation with stability, teaching others from your experience, and finally, creating sustainable support systems. In the evolution phase, purpose and vision shift. For example, previous goals may feel insufficient. New opportunities may demand evaluation. Impact metrics may need redefinition, and legacy considerations emerge. What will your company be next? Your team and organization also evolves. For example, your organization's culture may require conscious reshaping. Knowledge transfer becomes crucial, and systems need future-proofing. You may experience personal integration challenges. For example, your professional identity may continue to evolve. Your trauma wisdom may need productive channeling, and your growth edges become apparent. The key challenge in this evolution phase is that you're transforming personal experience into transferable wisdom while continuing your own growth journey. Remember, evolution isn't just about personal transformation. It's about creating systems and structures that help others to navigate similar changes more effectively. This is where individual crisis response becomes collective wisdom, transforming personal experience into lasting impact. The evolution phase reveals three transformative truths that directly address the leadership crisis that we are all aware of. Turning what once threatened profit and loss into your greatest competitive advantage. The first thing to consider is that post-traumatic growth creates predictable leadership excellence through resilient evolution. Post-traumatic growth isn't just possible, it is your pathway to unshakable leadership presence. What I mean by that is that crisis breaks open outdated leadership patterns. When you understand this, you actively cultivate the leadership presence that attracts top talent, that secures major partnerships, and that commands market respect. Next, your crisis experience becomes your empowered competitive advantage. What does this mean for your business impact? It means that your challenges develop unique market insight that others lack. Your recovery journey creates distinctive wisdom that clients seek. Your transformation story resonates authentically with stakeholders, and your evolved systems offer innovative solutions to industry problems. You're not just surviving, you're developing irreplaceable market value that directly impacts revenue and influence. Finally, evolution happens through vulnerable leadership at the edge of your comfort zone. Through vulnerable evolution, discomfort becomes your strategic compass. Challenges signal transformation opportunities that others may miss. Uncertainty points to innovation potential that your competitors fear. And edge experiences accelerate the development that creates market dominance. This is where pressure transforms into the executive presence that doesn't just manage crisis, it leverages disruption for exponential growth. The evolution phase is the fourth of the four phases of resilient leadership and trauma recovery. The model of the four phases comes from my teaching on trauma recovery. The four phases are 1, rescue, 2, recovery, 3, reconstruction, and 4, evolution. There are 3 other videos available on the other 3 phases of trauma recovery.